Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Platinum Executive Director Randy Moore from Oklahoma, and I want to welcome everyone to tonight's Monday, December 1st, 2014, Moore Success Team Legal Shield Conference Call. You know, I hope everyone had a wonderful Thanksgiving holiday and are ready to get back to work, but I have one quick announcement. The $49 associate fee for the veterans has been extended through the month of December, so please take advantage of that. That is a great promotion. If you know a veteran, what a great way to help them out tonight. So to introduce tonight's special guest speaker, which everyone is excited to hear, I want to go straight to Ada, Oklahoma. He's an original Millionaire Club member. He's a Platinum 5 Executive Director, a $500,000 ring earner, and the leader of our Moore Success Team now for over 30 years. And that is my dad, Mr. Ken Moore. Mr. Moore, you on?
Yes, I am, Randy. We've got a little static here, but I'm sure we'll get it muted out there. Oh.
I'll take care of it.
I'll wait just a second. While I'm waiting there just a second, I'd like to remember his family tonight because they're ill with the flu, so if you'd remember them, we'd appreciate it very, very much. You know, Randy, this is one of the greatest months we've ever had for recruiting in December. Every December, everybody steps up and recruits. I think one reason they do that is because it's very easy to convince somebody that they'll save more money on tax breaks becoming a small business owner than they will ever pay for being associate of Legal Shield. So it's always good for that. It's always good to let them know that if they take it out in December, they're covered for the prior year's taxes because they're fixing to fall into another year, and that's their last chance to get all that. Always good. But, you know, tonight we got a speaker that I think is one of the better trainers, one of the more in-depth trainers, the more vibrant trainers, the more exciting trainers that we have in Prepaid Legal, right at the top of the list as far as I'm concerned. Noted for many, many years, he steps up to the plate, and when he steps up there, he hits a mighty lot of home runs. Now, he misses one once in a while, but there's so little that you forget him pretty quick because he's like old Babe Ruth. He just keeps swinging the bat. My friend and your friend, none other than the great Mr. Larry Smith, $500,000 ring earner, Millionaire Club member, Platinum Jacket earner, Performance Club, and it just could go on and on. But ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Larry Smith.
Well, Ken, thanks very much, and Randy, thank you as well, and Jeremy as well, and you know, what a honor and a privilege to be on the call with the Moore Success Team. I mean, you guys have just, you all are a legend, not only from the past, but in the future as well, as you continue to build generations of Moores into the Legal Shield business model. And it's just, you're such a great example of what's possible. And I think that's so important. And tonight, I want to just, first of all, congratulate everybody on a great Thanksgiving weekend. I hope everybody enjoyed your Thanksgiving as much as we certainly enjoyed ours. We had about 16 people over at our house in Phoenix, and Donnie's favorite day of the whole year is Thanksgiving. And it's really a production. It's like a presentation. She gets up first thing in the morning, and she gets all cleaned up, and she puts on this really nice outfit, and she looks so beautiful, and she's a foodie, so she loves to cook. And I go downstairs and open a bottle of Veuve Clicquot champagne, and I pour her a little glass of champagne so she can start her day, and she gets started, and she just puts all this food together, and I'm kind of like her sous chef. I'll just do whatever she tells me to do, and at the end of the day, somehow, some way, she gets all these dishes out together at one time, and we just celebrate, and it's just been a fantastic time around family and friends, and I hope you all enjoyed yours as much as we enjoyed ours. So great time in Legal Shield, and a great time in the holy season. It's just a real fun time of the year, and I know everybody's excited, and what I want to talk about tonight is something I think is extremely exciting, and that's building momentum into your business, because, you know, leaders inspire a shared vision, and I think probably the best thing I can say about true leaders is they're totally sold out. I mean, leaders have visions and dreams of what could be because they have posture. And the thing that I love most about leaders, and I think the Moore family is just such a great example of this, is they have integrity. And I've always said, live in such a way that if someone spoke badly of you, no one would believe it. And that's truly an example of the Moore family. I heard Linda Bowden on the phone. I heard Harold Pence on the phone. So many incredible people in this company that I've been friends with for years and have done so many dynamic things. So, you know, a lot of people ask me, and I want to start off with this, is, what's the secret to success? What's the secret to building momentum? And we could have that discussion for days. But I think when you really boil it down, I've got a high school GED. I've never been to college. I'm not a rocket scientist. So I try to keep things really simple. And I think the big secret to success is really two things, and that's presentations and exposures. And to do a real presentation, you know, if you're going to sit down and really talk to someone, go through a flip chart, you know, spend time getting to know them, talking to them, presentation's an hour. And if you're going to do an exposure where you hand out a DVD and or send somebody to a website or send an email to someone, that's an exposure. And sometimes over the years, I think we've lost track and tried to make exposures and presentations the same thing, and they're not. A presentation is where someone takes a full look at the opportunity, the membership, who we are as a company, how it all works. And exposure is a way for us to get information in someone's hands, and that just takes a brief period of time, 10 minutes. So at the end of the day, the big question is how many presentations did we do times 1 hour each, and how many exposures did we do times 10 minutes each? Therefore, how much of our time is spent in true revenue-producing activity? Personally, I believe that we ought to have 50% of our day in revenue-producing activity and the other 50% doing all the other things that are important in our business. So there's really kind of three rules that we run by. And the first rule is to have fun, because there's nothing more fun than fun. I love to be smiling. I think everybody should be smiling, because I think it's such a great example of the Legal Shield opportunity. And number two is to be effective. You know, Nick Serba, who earns over $1 million a year, says, you know, to be effective, you need to, you know, have your business growing. And he says the greatest thing about being effective is if your business isn't growing the way you want it to, you're either not doing something right or you're not doing something enough. And the great news is that either one of those can be fixed. And then third rule, don't be weird. Be yourself. You know, I mean, I watch Ken Moore, and I'm doing this in a level of huge respect because I thought it was so well done, and it was just Ken Moore class. You know, a few weeks ago we lost our founder, Mr. Stonecipher, and it was a very sad day in one way and a very glorious day in another way. And Ken Moore was one of the privileged people. Mr. Stonecipher said, I want him to speak at my memorial service. And Ken got up and he grabbed a piece of paper and he had jotted down some notes, because I know Ken well enough to know that he wanted to say exactly everything he had planned to say. And he did it for just a few minutes. And then he just kind of folded the piece of paper up and he put it inside his coat pocket. And he said, you know, I got to speak from my heart. And he spoke from his heart. And I could see Mr. Stonecipher smiling down on Ken Moore, and it was classical Ken Moore who, at the end of that conversation, after he spoke so fondly of our founder, I watched Ken Moore say, you know, I can see Harlan and Wilburn up there right now saying, see there, Ken Moore's last again. And it was just, that's so who Ken Moore is. And what I mean by that is, Ken Moore is always going to be Ken Moore. You don't ever need to wonder what you get when you sit down and talk to Ken Moore. And it's no different with Randy or Jeremy. I mean, you sit down and you talk to them face to face. You look at them eye to eye. And you never have to walk away saying, I wonder what they were really thinking or what they really meant by that. It's just like they're just flat out straight out. So don't be weird. Be yourself. And just remember that there's basically two things we do. We put information in front of people, and we let them get their questions answered. Beyond that, this is the beauty of Legal Shield. It's so simple. It's not easy, because if we don't do the work, we can't create anything. But when you really think about this, we get paid for an idea we didn't have and work we don't even do. I mean, Mr. Stonecipher got in the head-on collision that created this incredible company. You and I didn't have to get in a head-on collision to take advantage of the opportunity because of what Mr. Stonecipher put in place. So we get paid for an idea we didn't have, and we get paid for work we don't even do, because when somebody buys our membership, they turn around and make a phone call to the attorneys. We don't become attorneys. They call Kroll for licensed investigators. We don't have to become licensed investigators. So basically, we have to do two things, and this is why anybody can build this business, is we put information in front of people, and we let them get their questions answered. And then from that, they make an informed decision. And there's so many different ways to put people in front of the information through a private conference call, a private business reception, a DVD, a luncheon, a business briefing, a sit-down. And so, you know, this is why people can start making money instantly without having any knowledge. And it's so important that we help people get started by showing them how to make money without any knowledge so they can understand what's happening. You know, I think timing in business is everything. And there has never, and this is what I mean about building momentum into your business, there's never been a better time for Legal Shield. And I used to use this years ago, and, you know, sometimes we always say it worked so well I stopped using it or I forgot to keep using it. But if you go back to 1972 when this company was founded and you think about what we used to watch on TV, we used to watch things like Little House and The Osmonds, All in the Family, The Brady Bunch, Chips, Happy Days, MASH, Taxi, The Jeffersons, Sanford and Son, The Waltons, Lassie, Leave It to Beaver, I Love Lucy, Ozzie and Harriet, Father Knows Best. But in 2014, we watched nothing but judge shows. As I was walking out of the house today in Phoenix to jump on a plane to come to Southern California, Judge Judy was on. Divorce Court, Judge Alex, Judge Joe Brown, JAG, Law and Order, The Justice Files, The Practice, Pet Court, The People's Court, every other commercial is an attorney. And what's happened? Time has passed. But in that time, I can remember 1972 and watching those shows like it was yesterday. But today, it seems like in a flash of time, look what's happened to our society. You think about 1972, Homeland Security was a latch on the screen door. I'll never forget when I lived in Ardmore, Oklahoma, when my mother at night would come in and shut the screen door and put the little latch, little hook latch, on the little eyelet on our screen door, and we'd leave the front door open so we could have air blow through the house, but our Homeland Security was that latch on the screen door. And today, Homeland Security says, I can't go through the airport with a bottle of water. What's happened? Society has changed, right? 1972, if you said the words identity theft, nobody would have a clue what you were talking about. But today, for 14 years in a row, it's been the number one consumer complaint. And guess what? It's not going away. This is what I mean by this, is that here we are in a time where attorneys will never drop their rates to $20 an hour to make themselves affordable. Identity fees will never stop. And yet we're positioned in front of two of the hottest emerging market trends in this country today. We've created 186 millionaires with 3% market penetration. MidOcean Partners says 64% is where we can go to. So if we can create 186 millionaires with 3% market penetration, what does that look like at 64% market penetration? See, this is the thing that's so important. A lot of people say, well, I'm not sure I can do this. It's not about you and it's not about me. It's about the market. And what's happening is the news media is working for you at no cost to you, telling the public that they need what we have the best solution to at a cost that's less expensive than a bottle of water a day, $1.33 a day. So you have to understand that we can't control what the market does. The consumer controls the market. What the only thing we can control is what we do. And so if somebody's upset with you about something, just remember the only people mad at you for speaking the truth are those living a lie. So make sure you keep speaking and don't worry about what other people think. You know, it's sometimes people used to say to me, you know, well, Larry, I don't think this will work. Sometimes they still say that to me. I don't think it'll work. And in the old days when we didn't have any, you know, credibility, so to speak, I used to have to, and I'm sure it was a lot deeper for Ken, when people would say something offensive to the company, I'd get mad. I'd want to defend the company, you know. But now if people say, well, I don't think it'll work, instead of getting defensive, I kind of smile and say, you know what, you could be right, but I am curious about something. The company that owns us, MidOcean Partners, has a portfolio of 60 or 70 companies, household name companies like Jenny Craig, South Beach Diet, Hunter Fans, Waterpik, Fresh Pet Foods, Palace Entertainment. you know, and they're worth billions of dollars in assets, right? Now, billions of dollars is different than millions of dollars. And people sometimes get confused when you talk about millions and billions. We throw those numbers together that people kind of don't really understand the difference. Well, let me give you a snapshot. A million seconds is 11 and a half days. A billion seconds is 31 and a half years. Let me say that again. A million seconds is 11 and a half days. A billion seconds is 31 and a half years. So our parent company, MidOcean Partners, is worth billions of dollars in assets. They come out, they spend a year and a half and six figures researching our company with one of the largest research firms in North America. Now, when you spend $100,000 researching a company, you don't leave any stones unturned. There's nothing about Legal Shield, good, bad, or ugly, that they don't know about. And when they turned around and said, after finding out everything, they cut a check for $651 million to buy this company, they didn't do that because they wanted to check it out to see if it worked. They could have bought 650 companies worth $1 million each. But instead, they bought one company for $651 million because they realized how big this opportunity is. And when you go to their website at midoceanpartners.com and you look at those portfolio companies, make sure you click on the link that says management team and then click on the link that says team affiliates, and you'll see a gentleman by the name of Frank Sawinski. That, make sure you click on his bio because he's on the board of Legal Shield, but he's also the former president of Dun & Bradstreet. So I like to ask people today if they think it won't work. I like to just kind of give them that information and say, so I'm curious, what did you find out that you think they might have missed? Well, it kind of changes things but sometimes we let other people create doubt in our lives. And doubt kills more dreams than failure ever will. So we need to understand if it doesn't challenge us, it won't change us. We have to grow into the people that it becomes because everything that we do is so important about this. This is why, you know, you think about companies like MidOcean, you know, rich is measured in dollars. Rich is not a big deal. Rich is measured in dollars. Wealth is measured in time. How long can you go without not working and not lower your standard of living? See, this is why wealthy people work for assets instead of working for income because they want their money working for them so they don't have to work for it. See, obstacles can't stop you. Problems can't stop you. Most of all, other people can't even stop you. The only one who stops you is yourself. So if you're tired of starting over, if you're tired of getting started stopping, just stop giving up and just go for this thing. Because the ones that are trying to make fun of you, the ones that think that this won't work, you know, the only problem with closed-minded people is their mouth is always opened. And so our lives are a result of the choices we make. So if we don't like the life we're living, it's time for us to start making better choices. See, true leaders don't create followers. They create more leaders. And I'm reading a lot of things. I love to read. But I want to – and Ken, I'll send this over to you if you'd like me to. But it was an article I read recently, October 25th, 2014. And it says, the seven things a middle class – can't afford anymore. Now, ladies and gentlemen, Ken Moore said at the beginning of this call that December is always one of the biggest recruiting months that he ever has. And I will tell you right now, it's always a toss-up between August and December of which month in my business. I start my 20th year with the company in January, and it's either December or August every year that's my biggest recruiting month. And I was reading this article about the seven things that middle class can't afford anymore. And I'm not going to read all of it, but it's a great read. And one of the things it says is there is some debate over the exact income a middle-class household brings in, we do have an idea of who the middle class are. Quote, most working-class people. Today's working class is composed of laborers and skilled workers, white-collar and blue-collar workers, many of whom face financial challenges. Bill May reminded us a few months ago that 50 years ago, listen to this, 50 years ago, the largest employer was General Motors, where workers earned an equivalent of $50 an hour in today's money. Today, the largest employer, Walmart, pays around $8 an hour. The middle class has certainly changed. We've ranked a list of things the middle class can no longer really afford. We're not talking about lavish luxuries like private jets and yachts. The items on this list are a bit more basic, and some of them are even necessities. The ranking of this list is based on affordability and necessity, therefore items that are necessity rank higher, as did items in a larger percentage of people having trouble paying for. These are the seven things the American public, the working class, can no longer afford. The first one, vacations. Listen to this. A vacation is an extra expense that many middle earners cannot afford without sacrificing something else. A survey found that this year, 54% of people gave up purchasing big-ticket items like TVs or electronics so they can go on vacation. Others made sacrifices like reducing or eliminating their trip to the movies, which was 47%, reducing or eliminating trips out to restaurants, 43%, or avoiding purchasing small-ticket items like new clothing, 43%. They also can no longer afford new vehicles. Very few people who earn the median income can afford to buy a new car or truck. Interest.com recently analyzed the prices of new cars and trucks, as well as the median incomes across more than two dozen major cities, and found that new cars and trucks were simply not affordable to most middle-class earners. Median income families in only one major city, Washington, D.C., can afford the average price Americans are paying for new cars and trucks nowadays. As of 2013, new cars are priced at $32,086, according to the study. Mike Sante, Interest.com's managing editor, reminds us, just because you can manage the monthly payment doesn't mean you should let a $30,000 or $40,000 ride gobble up such a huge share of your paycheck. And it goes on and talks about to pay off debt, right? And it talks about emergency savings and retirement savings and medical care and dental work. And it just talks about how people, the working class of our country, middle class America, is just locked out of basic necessities because of what happened. So when I'm reading this other book right now that I'll give you the name of, it's called How Rich People Think. It's by Steve Seibold. You can get it on Amazon for under $10, but it's called How Rich People Think by Steve Seibold. And Dottie and I read two books every morning. One, the first, like right now I'm in Southern California, she's in Phoenix. So at 8:30 every morning we have our planning session, and one of the books we're reading is called First Thing Every Morning. So when we connect tomorrow morning, Donnie will read me a chapter out of that book, and I will read her a chapter out of this book. Now, both of these books are only like two-page chapters. They're very short reads, but they're really good. And in the book, How Rich People Think, it talks about what they call middle class, which we were just talking about, and what they call world class, and then upper class. Upper class are people who work for money, but they don't have happiness. And we all know people like that. And a lot of times I've always said that making money will make you more of the person you were before you had money. And we've all known people that had money that weren't very much fun to be around, and they weren't even happy themselves. But world class is people who really goes out and has a passion about the quality of life. And so each chapter starts off with middle class and world class. And this chapter says middle class believes hard work creates wealth. World class believe leverage creates wealth. And this book is written by a gentleman who interviewed some of the richest people in the world for 26 years, right? And so this is good stuff that he writes in here, because it's not what he thinks, it's what he's done for 26 years interviewing wealthy people. And he said, if hard work was the secret to financial success, every construction worker and cocktail waitress would be rich. The wealthy strategically focused their efforts on the most profitable areas of their business while leveraging their contacts, credibility, and resources to maximize the results of every action they take. World-class performers work hard, but not in the traditional sense. Hard work to the wealthy means outthinking their competitors and leveraging the collective brain power of their advisors. The middle class sees hard work as a badge of honor. The world class sees success as a more important badge of honor. While one group is mentally and physically exhausted at the end of the day, The other is fresh and excited about thinking about new solutions and ideas that will keep the first group employed. As a result, the middle class lives paycheck to paycheck, and the world class lives without limits. The only real difference lies in their approach and ability to use leverage in place of linear effort. The average person is playing life's proverbial slot machine, while the wealthy own the slot machines. The beauty of living in a capitalistic society is that anyone in the middle class is free to make the necessary changes in thinking to capitalize on the concept. Most people won't do it because they're either unaware of how they can think differently or they don't believe it's possible. Either way, the wealthy will continue to amass fortunes while the masses sit on the sidelines worrying about how to pay their bills. Ladies and gentlemen, we are at a time in Legal Shield history where we have an opportunity of a lifetime. Being positioned in front of two of the hottest emerging market trends in this country, neither of which are going away, where millions and millions and millions and millions of people are out there waiting for us to talk to them, we've got data after data about the middle class shrinking further and further away from reality of even being able to retire. And here we have the greatest opportunity known to man, and all we have to do are two things: put information in front of people and letting them get their questions answered, and then they get to make the informed decision. And the only question is how many times we do that today. So at the end of your day, the greatest report card, Clee Pickens gave me a sign and said, how much money will I make today if my team does what I did? And just like the Moore household, I think every one of the Platinum Council members out here try to lead by example and go out and do the activity necessary to let you all see the possibilities for everyone, because all the Platinum Council members, believe me, we've all got varied backgrounds. Most of us are just normal everyday people that just saw an opportunity to change our futures, and we made a decision to do it, and so can you, and especially under guidance of the Moore Success Team. Ken, Randy, Jeremy, thank you all so much for allowing me to be on your call tonight. I'll turn the call back over to you, sir.
Well spoken, Larry. A fantastic job. You know, our future is ahead of us, Larry. If we put our priorities right, if we want our destiny to be what it should, we've got to have commitment. And I think if they don't have the commitment, anyone on the call tonight, before you go to bed tonight, you better sit down. You better look your life over. You better look the way you've been doing your business over. Get renewed commitment. Your destiny will be wonderful. It'll be a great, absolutely great, fantastic life. Randy?
Larry, I want to thank you very much for being our special guest speaker tonight. Tell Donnie how much we appreciate you spending time with us tonight. We appreciate both of you guys. It was great seeing you and Ada at Mr. Stonecipher's funeral, and just wanted to know how much we appreciate you and, of course, all you do for the company.
Well, thank you.
And, you know, Larry.
And I will tell you that Donnie told me, she told me when I got this call, she said, you realize they're taking you because you're second best. And I said, honey, I know they sent you flowers.
She is good, Larry.
I know she is. I'm a lucky man.
You are. You married up.
I did, no doubt.
One thing about it, Larry, Harlan's vision will never die as long as people like us keep it alive, and it will go on forever.
Forever and ever, in generations yet to come.
Absolutely. Some of my kids are going to have to hurry up, though. They're not growing up quick enough. So.
I hear you. Well, God bless
Listen,
you
Randy,
guys.
You have anything? We appreciate you so much.
All right, Larry.
Nothing else, Randy?
Yeah, I do quickly want to go out to executive director on our team, Mr. Damian Schieber. He's got three people he wants to recognize that are new Performance Club BMW owners.
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can now. Go right ahead.
Mr. Moore, thank you so much. And, you know, just real quick, I've been trying to get 30 seconds on this call for the last month, but we've just had so much success to share that I haven't even been able to get on the phone. But real quick, I just want to give a couple of shout-outs to Dave and Terry Green. November was the first month they received their Performance Club check for qualifying for 12 months in a row. By the way, that was the first 12 months that they were in the company. And then
wow.
this month, we this month we added three more, Mr. John Walker, Miss Amy Sosa, and Mr. V.C. Glenn, who took advantage of last January's promotion so that he could have some Christmas money. Got started in January, qualified all 11 months, and gets his first check this month because of the promotion we ran last January. So, you know, success is everywhere if we're just looking for it, and I look forward to continued success. And one more shout-out. I haven't had a chance yet to thank Mr. Tony Barkley for when I was out in Savannah, Georgia. Mr. Kenmore, what an incredible leader you've got out there, and they are doing some amazing things. And so to September Harris and the rest of the crew, and to Mr. Barkley, of course, nothing but my compliments and love and appreciate you guys. And with that, I'll turn it back to you, Mr. Moore.
All right.
Hey, thank you. And we want to congratulate Randy and our team, those people making the Farmers Club. That is really great. Getting BMWs is really great. That's just a start. There's going to be more, and with your leadership, Damon, it's going to happen pretty quick.
Thank you so much.
Randy?
All right, Ms. Moore. I guess that's about all we have for the call tonight. Appreciate
you. Well, what a great call.
Ms. Moore, I'll turn it back over to you.
Well, I think we had two wonderful calls tonight. A lot of good information from the twos. Anybody can use that. Great inspiration from Larry Smith. But, folks, we do. Our destiny is ahead of us. It can be bright as we want it to be. Let's make it that way by serving God, serving their family, and doing Legal Shield. God bless you, and good night.
Good night, everyone.